Hello, I'm Chinami Oka. I'm a historian at the University of Oxford, working on the history of Japan and the wider world. I'm currently the Tanaka Junior Research Fellow in Japanese Studies at Pembroke College. In order to understand the Meiji Restoration, it is really important to look at the earlier period, which is called the Tokugawa period or the Edo period. Both names actually refer to the same period, because Edo was actually the location of the government, which is now Tokyo, and Tokugawa was the name of the family in power at the time. The Tokugawa period lasted for more than 250 years, from 1603 to up until 1868. And during this long period, Japan developed many sort of political, economic, and cultural contexts that shaped its society in the following Meiji period, and even today. Even though there were some conflicts and uprisings during the time, the Tokugawa period is generally considered as relatively stable. And this stability provided an important context for cultural and economic development. However, by the mid-19th century, which was towards the end of the Tokugawa period, things started to change radically. Now Japan faced many challenges. One of the biggest challenges historians have traditionally emphasized was external pressure, especially when American Commodore Matthew Perry arrived in 1853 with the so-called Black Ships. Until then, for most of the Tokugawa period, Japan had limited contact with the wider world, with some exceptions like the Dutch, Chinese, Koreans, Ainu, and Ryukyuan peoples. But Perry basically came and demanded that Japan open its port and establish trade and diplomatic relations. And this external crisis created divisions among and within the samurai. Some of them wanted to expel the Westerners and get together under the emperor, basically blaming the Tokugawa leaderships for failing to defend the country. But others believed that Japan basically had no choice but to open up, especially after seeing what China has to face and how China was basically defeated by Britain in the Opium War. So eventually, the Tokugawa leadership chose the latter, meaning they'd open up Japan and sign the Treaty of Amity and Commerce, which is also called the Harris Treaty, with the United States, and sign similar treaties with European powers. These events weakened the Tokugawa shogunate, meaning the leadership of the shogun. The Tokugawa shogun's senior counselor named Ii Naosuke, who supported the opening of Japan, was actually assassinated eventually. And the shogunate then tried to get closer to the court of the emperor, and unite with that by radically reversing the shogunate policy to the opposite, the anti-foreign stance. And for many historians, this period marked the instability of the old Tokugawa system and the start of modern Japan, because it began to open it up to the modern West and the wider world. This political and diplomatic drama tends to get a lot of attention among historians and other people. But I think it's also important to remember the domestic challenges that had already been there and experienced by wider population even before Perry's arrival. Everyday life was quite tough for many people, because there were high inflation, poverty, heavy taxations, natural disasters like earthquakes, and even epidemics occurred. So a lot of people were just struggling just to survive. And living through these very difficult and challenging times, many of them were discontent with their everyday life. And these hardships led to widespread protest and demands for change and justice. So by the end of the Tokugawa period, Japanese society was facing a lot of instability and challenges.